Hare Krishna. We're starting the, or at least yesterday we already started a little Nishina Chaturdasi marathon that the Buddhists are doing for the next 10 days. And everyone's very excited and enthusiastic. And this morning I was using the example of book distribution as being a opportunity to really get Krishna's attention. And in one sense give Krishna an excuse to deliver us, because somehow or another our own spiritual practices are often not sufficient to warrant our entrance into the spiritual world. We need what devotees often refer to as special mercy. And so Prabhupada would say this about preaching as being the secret of attracting Krishna's attention. And if somehow or another we can get Krishna's attention, make Krishna indebted to us, and as I said, give him an excuse or a reason to go beyond the bounds of just being sadhana siddha, but being the recipient of kripa, and that our siddha or our perfection being a product of course, effort is required, but also of Krishna's mercy. And the example is there is of Srimad Bhagavatam. Of Srimad Bhagavatam, in Srimad Bhagavatam, of Ajamil. Although one aspect of Ajamil Lila is absent from Bhagavatam, or not explicitly stated. But it is stated in other Puranas. Many pastimes are described in different Puranas because of their importance, and sometimes different details are given. In Ajamil Kanda, of course, the story everyone knows, the additional detail, which is, I can't remember which other Purana had stated, is how Ajamil got to call his little son Narayan. So we know Ajamil, how fallen he was, how disqualified he was, although he began life as a devotee and he performed devotional activities. Nonetheless, he fell away from the path and then engaged in all kinds of sinful activities. In fact, he was so attached to sense gratification that at the age of 80, that's when he begot his last son, who came to be known as Narayan. And coming on to 80, it was already apparent that he didn't have long to live. And so the Lord was considering, if this man dies in this state, he's going to hell. So what can I do in order to try and reclaim him, in order to give him an opportunity for perfection? Because the Lord had remembered those years of service that Ajamil had performed as a qualified Brahmana, Vaishnava. And so the Lord instructed, and it may be Lomisha Rishi, but it may have been someone else, to go to Ajamil's house. And they came to Ajamil's house just at the time when his little boy was born. So as fallen as Ajamil was, still he wasn't too fallen to know that it was advantageous to get the blessings of saints for his newborn son. And so when Lomisha Rishi came, then Ajamil asked, please give my son a name. And that's how Ajamil's son got the name Narayan. Otherwise, who knows? He may have ended up calling him, I don't know, some other name, something that may correspond to Fred or Peter or something like that. Something else other than the Lord's name. And in this way, just a little while later, Ajamil then called upon the name of his little son, called out Narayan, Narayan, and by the grace of the Lord, he then was saved from the clutches of the Jamadutas, got the darshan of the Vishnu Dutas, got an extension on his life because he was freed from his past sinful activities by saying the name of the Lord, and went to Haridwar where he engaged in devotional service and ultimately went back home, back to Godhead. So Krishna's looking for some excuses because we're Manda, Sumanda, Manda Bhagya. We're very, very unfortunate, very unqualified. It's very difficult for us to even do the simplest things. Such a simple thing. Just say Hare Krishna. Unfortunately, even though we're sort of mouthing the word, but it isn't quite Hare Krishna. There's so many impure things within the heart that what comes out is just a shadow or a reflection of Hare Krishna, but it's not really Krishna himself in the form of transcendental sound. And even 20 years later, we're chanting Hare Krishna, and Sukadeva Swami says, why aren't you crying? And if you're not crying, then your heart is still steel framed. And why is it steel framed? Still due to offenses. So no doubt it's a challenge for us. The simplest thing is a challenge for us. But at least even if at the time of death we come in a certain situation where we're not able to purely say Hare Krishna or say Hare Krishna with love, but Krishna can come within our hearts and he can remove all those obstacles so that at the last time when we're also like Ajamil with our last breath saying Hare Krishna, then we're really saying Hare Krishna, and therefore that Hare Krishna will deliver us and take us back home, back to Godhead. So trying to enthuse the Sankirtan devotees, go out and distribute books. Krishna is keeping track. He's keeping track of the score. He's writing down how many books devotees are distributing. Yayidam paramam guyam. And this is the best way. This is the secret of getting Krishna's attention and giving Krishna good excuses to save us, even though we may not be fully worthy of it. So wherever we are, whatever we're doing, we should take the opportunity to preach, take the opportunity to give people transcendental knowledge in the form of Srila Prabhupada's books. Krishna will keep track and it will serve in our good stead. That's it for today. We'll continue again tomorrow from here in sunny Budapest. Hare Krishna.